All you can say about the 2000s. The 2000s were the absolute worst decade, at least since the 1990s.
Lockbox, fuzzy math,
lockbox,
fuzzy math,
lockbox,
fuzzy math,
lockbox,
fuzzy math.
The worst thing about Gore v. Bush was that one side had to win.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
God damn it. Bush hadn't dodged that well since Vietnam.
Barney, there's no easy way to say this, but we're out of money.
I don't know what's more disturbing, that he's talking to a dog like David Berkowitz, or that he told Barney 2 years before he told the rest of us that we're out of money. Awesome.
What newspapers and magazines did you regularly read?
All of them.
The sad thing is she might be smarter than Joe Biden.
When the stock market crashed, Franklin Roosevelt got on television.
That's the most persistent fly I've ever seen.
Reagan could do that with his eyes.
Reporting for duty.
No wonder we lost Vietnam.
I didn't do anything wrong. I have nothing to hide.
I like that guy's hair.
I've been unfaithful to my wife.
I was wrong. I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry.
Please let me apologize.
I miss the 90s when our politicians had sex in actual rooms. Will you please stop dancing? This is the clip reel of the damned. He's always had a problem with exit strategies.
We all remember Bobby Kennedy was assassinated.
I've now been in 57 states.
What?
Why aren't we questioning the underlying premise of the need for a bailout with taxpayers' money?
Anytime Dennis Kucinich is the voice of reason, you know you're really screwed.
That the Nobel Peace Prize for 2009 is to be awarded to President Barack Obama.
Worst decade ever.